Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Good luck to you, man. Going to be Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia studio, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at VD Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Welcome into the weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. If it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard. And with this week being championship week, that's exactly what we did. Georgia High School Association flag football and football state championships taking place Monday, yesterday, and tonight. Tonight, right now, as we speak, Carrollton and Grayson tied up for the 6A state championship game. 24 all, 4:37 to go in the third quarter. And then once the clock hit zero on this one, and we have a winner. That's it for all of our fall sports, man. Seems like everything just kicked off yesterday. Like, it really does feel like it was August, 16th, when we had the first football game. And the thing about it is, volleyball and softball actually start ahead of football. They actually start a little earlier on in August. So, was that a fumble? Looks like Carrollton might have got it back. So we got a good one on our hands that's going to wrap things up. And winter sports, shout out to all my winter sports, basketball, wrestling, swimming, all going on. I know I haven't been out to any of those events yet, but going to make sure I start getting out to some of that stuff. Well, basketball I have been, but with swimming and wrestling, which I've always, you know, made sure I got out to those events, I'm going to make sure I get out. In fact, what I'm looking forward to this week, in addition to seeing some basketball on Friday, wrestling, shout out to the Jonesboro Cardinals. They're hosting their annual invitational with teams from throughout the metro making their way down to Clayton County to participate. So I'll stop by that one, check that one out. Like I said, some hoops on Friday, actually. And that'll be it as far as what I'm looking forward to. So real quick, just to let you know, Carrollton just attempted a field goal and they missed it. So we're still tied up 24 all. How long was that? That was a pretty, oh, they went for it. He came up. Oh, wow. He actually just hit off the cross. Looks like it was about a 40 yarder, about 45 yard field goal attempt. So went right off the cross, right off the front of the cross. So he barely missed that thing. So could have took the lead, but Grayson's going to take over. Some pretty good field position there. So, yeah, Sonny, I don't know, man. I don't know, dog. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, coming up here now, I had a chance to sit down with Sam Turner, Southwest Academy wide receiver, an Auburn signee. He's going to be hitting stepping foot on campus coming up next month, doing the early enrollee deal, which so many student athletes, when it comes to football, are doing now. You know, they're taking care of the business in the classroom so they can get on campus and be there for the workouts and spring game, all that good stuff, right? And just get a jump start on the following season. So, got a chance to catch up with him in person, sit down. Often, I typically do a lot of my interviews via the phone, as you can tell most of the times. But this one, he actually was able to stop by studio, and we actually got a chance to sit down and talk. And again, great young man. And here's the conversation with Sam on his career, high school wise, and what, you know, getting ready for the next level for you.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you for just inviting me. Mm-hmm. The emotions are rampant. It's like, feel like a surreal moment. Mm-hmm. You're living a child's dream. That's what it really feels like right now.
All right. So when, you know, going through the season, obviously there's so much on you guys. You're trying to be, you know, committed to your team, obviously, and stay focused on the goal of, you know, getting into the playoffs, hopefully, you know, winning a region and, you know, maybe making a deep run into the playoffs. But then at the same time, as an upperclassman, as a senior, you know, you got the recruiting process going on. When for you were you able to just kind of know and say, all right, this is where I'm going to go, because I need to shut everything else down so I can lock in with my team?
It's as soon as I committed, really before the season, when we start bonding and really setting our goals, what we want to accomplish this season, that's when I set my goal to, like, let the outside talk, but just focus on what me and my brothers formed and what we got to accomplish on the field.
All right. And what was it about Auburn? Like, how did you know?
Man, once Coach Davis came to practice and, like, just took his time out, just mm-hmm. came out of nowhere, came, like, this idea is love for me and, like, the plan he's seeing me. And he stood on the table for me. That's what really showed me that he wanted me to be at Auburn. And Coach Freeze, the development of receivers, he produced 7 draft mm-hmm. of receivers. So that kind of wanted me to go to Auburn.
All right. As you were going through, you know, growing up, playing over the years, and then you get into the recruiting process, what were some of kind of, like, the lessons and things that kind of – you remembered as you went through everything that kind of, you know, that stuck with you and just kind of helped you, you know, as far as when it came down to, you know, again, going through that process? What were some of those early lessons you learned that helped you through everything?
I say my early lessons was always have a foundation. Mm-hmm. Don't be too quick to do anything, mm-hmm. or don't also be too slow to do anything. Mm-hmm. And also keep God first in everything, because you're going to get the right answers. And also just trust your heart. And don't chase anything. It's going to come to you if you know it's going to come to you.
All right. What are you kind of looking forward to most, man, when it comes down to? Because you're leaving yeah. after Christmas.
I know.
So, you know, what's kind of one of the first things you're looking forward to doing when it comes down to getting on campus and starting to get ready, you know, spring game and then, you know, for next season?
Man, I'm just ready to get on that field, man. It's been like, I've been kind of anxious to do it. And mm-hmm. I'm just ready to just be acclimated into the program and just be an Auburn Tiger. Mm-hmm. Officially.
All right. You know, the process also includes a lot of hard work away from the team, not just what you're doing with your team. You know, how strict, how disciplined did you have to be to, you know, make sure you were doing all the extras and not just, you know, one of the things I preach to my son now is like, yo, you can't wait for me to come home and let's go do this. Like, how disciplined did you have to be, you know, when it came down to putting in that extra work?
Like, you have to want it. Mm-hmm. And that's plain and simple. Like, your dad, your mom, your coaches, anybody, they can't want it for you. You got to want it. So you got to wake up before your alarm clock. You got to be the first one, last one to leave. Mm-hmm. And still get more work in, encouraging your teammates, but bringing people with you. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because it's a family, and you want people to elevate with you. But you got to work hard, man, because nothing going to be given to you. Mm-hmm. You got to earn and take anything, especially like a kid like me.
Right.
I was overlooked, and I kind of kept that chip on my shoulder. When I'm going to college, I still got that chip. Right. So I got to work everybody that's in front of me.
All right. And speaking of that, like you said, bringing people with you as far as encouraging, what was your message to your younger teammates that, you know, are going to aspiring to be where you at when it's their turn?
Just being, like you just said, work hard, because it's ultimately going to pay off, man. Mm-hmm. And listening to your coaches, because they do it for free. And at DeKalb County, you don't really get paid that much.
Right.
So, like, you just got to hone into what they're saying, because they really know the plan. So mm-hmm. if a guy told me he know how to build a house, I'm going to listen to him, because he know how to build a house, because I want a house myself.
Right.
So Coach Bell kind of showed me the ropes, and and I'm kind of following them.
All right. You know, who are some guys that inspired you throughout, you know, your playing days, as far as that you looked up to, guys whose game you kind of not necessarily wanted to be like
yeah,
them, but, you know, you've seen things that they did that you're like, I want to learn how to do
something.
Okay,
I start with the NFL. I say probably like Calvin Ridley, Tate mm-hmm. Adams, mm-hmm. JJ. And then high school wise, I went to Parkview my freshman year. So okay. Mike Matthews,
right.
Like that was kind of my big brother. And right. Zion Taylor here at Georgia Tech. Those was kind of the guys who honed me and like kind of build them leadership skills that I own now.
All right.
Yeah.
Favorite moment, any moment from your high school days that you know, in a game, that any moment, you know, that sticks out to you, that's that one that you're like, yeah, okay. I did
right.
that.
All right. So we against Tucker, which is a hometown rival.
Yeah.
I never beat Tucker. You know what I'm saying? That's like, bro, we got to beat Tucker. They got to mm-hmm. beat Southwest. You know, it's a very – you know, back and forth type mm-hmm. of thing. And I remember it's overtime. It's 35-35. And everybody know the ball coming to me. And I made the play. And that's nice. What you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
The time. That's
yeah.
what you're supposed to do. When opportunity meets talent, you got to show it
yeah. now. Yeah, that was I didn't get to go to that game, but I remember watching that game on you know, just kind of watching it, the updates on it. And yeah, I remember that one. Matter of fact, the next morning people were calling in onto the show.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that game was so crazy.
Yeah, it was
crazy. So,
but shout out yeah. Tucker, man. We're gonna get y'all again next
Sam Turner, Southwest DeKalb, Auburn Tiger joining me, man. One more before I let you go, man. What's your message to the young Sam Turners out there, man, that aspire to be, you know, where you're at?
Man, just keep God first in everything you do. Listen to your parents. And just keep going, bro, because your time coming. But make sure you're ready when your time coming. So do all the small people that don't see. So, mm-hmm. like, get off social media and just work, bro. It's going to happen for you.
Good deal, man. Appreciate you taking some time to come up, hang out, man. And, you know, I know you're going to be rocking out at the Benz, watching the final games there.
Got
so,
to.
Man.
Hey, shout out Juju.
And good luck to you, man. Going to be keeping up with your career. And, you know, anytime you're welcome to come back, hang out on the show. Anytime, you know, you're home for the holidays and all that good stuff.
Most definitely. And, again, shout out Ballers Choice for having me put me in the position to have this interview. Shout out Ballers Choice.
All right, good stuff, man. And again, that is Sam Turner coming out of Southwest DeKalb. He's headed to Auburn, man, wide receiver. And great young man. Awesome conversation. And that's why I do this, man. I love just to be able to sit down with the student athletes and coaches and everybody in the community and just, you know, have these conversations and just talk about what's going on with them and, you know, hear their stories, hear their journeys. Just, it's so much fun, man. Look, man, I could do this all day. If this could be my job, because it's not my job, I do this just for the love. But if it could be my job, I would do it hands down, blindly. You know what I mean? So real quick update for you. Grayson did go back on top. 31-24. Carrollton trying to make something happen. Looks like it is looks like they're going to be coming up on a third and long, probably about third and 10, it looks like, because I think it was just a second and 12. So, whoo, what a game, man. It looks like it's a good game. I'm sure the atmosphere is great. When I was watching the crowd shots earlier when the game first started, you could definitely tell Carrollton, they shut the town down. Everybody that lives in Carrollton is in the Benz. And Grayson rolls deep, too, so I'm pretty sure it's a great atmosphere. I'm still like, the mental replay from the 5A game last night between Milton and Langston Hughes is still going on in my head. So, like I said, man, they mess around and get this game into overtime, I might pull up real quick and just pop my head in, man, because why not?
Can I say real quick that your interview with Sam Turner, I love the fact that he also gave advice on what to do off the field far as, you know, to make sure that you're prepared.
Yeah. And that's what these kids got to hear. You know, you got to hear it from your peers. Like he said, you know, parents, coaches, you know, all the adult figures in your life, they can tell you everything under the sun as far as what to do to get where you want to be. And you know, not to say that no one listens, that the kids don't listen, but a lot of times when you see one of your peers go through the process and when you hear them tell you what it took, what all they had to do, and, you know, they give you advice, it kind of sinks in a little bit more because that's someone that's you know, in your life, in your circle, I should say, that's right there, you know, mirror image of where you want to be. And they're very, it's tangible. You can touch that person. You know what I mean? It's different when someone 20 plus more years older than you is kind of telling you. And again, it doesn't mean that they don't listen. It's just that when it's someone that closer to you and that closer to the situation, a lot of times it sinks in a lot quicker. So, you know, that's another reason I like to do this, man. Because, again, sometimes the kids need to hear from their own peers, especially if someone, you heard what he said. He was under-recruited. You know what I mean? Like, he was, you know, he wasn't being recruited like that. And here it is now. He's about to walk on to not just, you know, not to downplay any campus, but he's walking on to an SEC program. He's walking on to the campus at Auburn. You know what I mean? So, first off, congratulations to him on that. But, you know, just for him to hear him, you know, say, you know, he had to just battle through and put in that extra work, you know what I'm saying, so that he could get to this point. You know what I'm saying? A lot of kids need to hear that because everyone ain't going to be highly recruited. That's just a fact. That's just what it is. So you're going to have to put in the extra work to kind of gain some of that attention to get you where you want to be. So that's enough of my soapbox. Sonny, thank you, my brother. It's always a pleasure rocking with you. Are we together next week? No, we're not, because it's Christmas. We won't be together
for a couple. You're not.
Well, sorry. I apologize. But with that said, that means we'll do a podcast version for sure. We'll do an amended podcast version. So make sure you download the Odyssey app, search Nights Weekends, and subscribe to Nights Weekends. And then around this time next Wednesday, it'll pop up what we got popping off as far as the PSN podcast version of the show. So with that being said, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope you have a blessed, wonderful holiday season. Hope Santa is nice to you. Hopefully you've been nice so that he can be. All right, and we'll talk to you, I guess, in the new year. You'll hear me more on the Steakhouse, obviously, and with the morning shift over the next few days. But yeah, man, as far as Prep Sports Nation goes, happy holidays. It's been a pleasure. We're going to kick 2025 off so fire, so fire, as the kids say. Do they still say that? I'm probably dating myself. You sure?
No, yeah, they do.
Okay, fire. This is Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Damian Day-Day Lewis. See ya.